When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 19, I know your works and love, charity and service and faith and your patience and your works and the last to be more than the first. So the Lord is looking not at our big talk. You know, sometimes people pray wonderful prayers, and I'm amazed that nothing seems to come out in practical life. Whatever do you mean? Prayer in itself is something where God speaks, and the inspiration of the Almighty is soon demonstrated in works. You know, if that's a dead end, if your prayer is destined to be into a dead end, my dear friends, what do you mean? It is hardly to be countenanced. I know your works and your service and your faith. I don't know. You know, some of you are trying to soothe your conscience by doing a little, you know. That after being taught in this fellowship, you know, one of my first duties at one of the earliest retreats was to just pour water. I was just a teenager. And I did it with all my heart. And the more I served, the more I was blessed. And I found great joy in service. And the idea that somebody will pay me for it never arose in my mind. Never. It was the thrill of serving. I know your works, your service, your faith. The Lord is looking for faith. And you can see how disappointed the Lord was with his disciples in Mark 4 and the 40th verse. He said, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You know, my dear friends, when you digest the Word of God, it becomes faith. Undigested Word, well, it may be there, or even in your head, but not in your life and actions. You see, my father used to kneel and read his Bible, and many saints of God would do that, and I would spend hours upon my knees, and generally my pants would wear out and tear at the knees, though I notice it is a fashion these days. I should have preserved my old pants to be sold in some of our fashion show shops. You see, folks, but my pants used to wear out at my knees because of my kneeling. And you see, when you study the Word, the word and prayer become one. The cry arises from your heart. Why is this word not fulfilled in my life? So your prayer and the word become one. Now, my friends, the Lord says, why are you so fearful in this storm, you know? How is it that you have no faith? You see, should they not have considered the fact the Lord is here? No harm can befall us. Why should we bother? Why should we cry aloud? The storm may rage, but the Lord is here. Emmanuel, God with us. You know, this concept the heathen can never have. Never have. You see, somewhere, some power, some vague idea. You see, and unfortunately, America is returning back to that pagan state. You know, 16 times the nation was called to prayer in the Revolutionary War. 16 times. And even Madison called the nation to fasting prayer. A friend of mine in England, in Britain, said, I wrote the Queen to call for a day of prayer. But the reply came back, it's only in a state of emergency that we used to call for a day of prayer. I remember in the last war, when I was a boy, I used to find people wanting to pray. And there would be days of prayer when people would pray. And I would see the soldiers walk in, you know, the U.S. GIs, and some of them went into Burma front, never to return. You see, where thousands of people were slaughtered by the Japanese and some who died from disease. You know, friends, in those places when I labor, where some of those huge cemeteries are, we see today no such concern. We can handle this. What can you handle? No. We need men of God. We need men of prayer. Having small minds, localized minds. You see, taking two steps forward and three steps backward. How would you justify such behavior? You know, that shows our focus is on something else. It's not upon God's glory. If our focus is on God's glory, there will be no stepping back. You know, after my conversion, I never doubted it. I never stepped aside. Mark you, the devil sorely tempted me. There were so many temptations. He tried to knock me off, but the Lord in His mercy, I won't say I'm a very strong person, the Lord in His mercy kept me. Now in the 19th verse of Revelation 2, we see this statement of God saying, I know your faith, but then God went on to say, I have somewhat against you. This is to one of the early churches. And I notice in this passage, we have twice God calls them to repentance. 22nd verse, the last part. Except they repent of their deeds. Except they repent of their deeds. So, in this chapter, we see the Lord calling the church the 23rd verse, I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. I will give unto every one of you according to your works. You see, God had this against this church. Evidently, there was a person whom God says was Jezebel, and she was misleading the people. You see, the old worship of the Greeks and the Romans had a lot of uncleanness and impurity associated with it. There were male prostitutes in their temples. Unbelievable. So, how was the church to be distinguished? By purity. You see, friends, today, people have got themselves so mixed up. Holiness unto the Lord has been discarded, which can never be discarded. You can only do that at great peril to your soul. So we find God calls this church to repentance. And he wants this woman who has been teaching this false doctrine to be put out. She needed to be put out. And, you know, God says there are some grievous consequences. Now, when you open the door to the devil in a church, what happens is there will be a lot of tragedies and deaths that takes place. I know your works and love, charity, and service, and faith, and your patience. Let us pray. Let us tell God, oh God, I want faith. I need faith. My fears must be taken away for good. You know how to reconstruct and to provide for me. Here I am. Do it, Lord. Please, Father, we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.